Recently, Walmart, GNC, and Target were all served cease and desist orders by the New York State Attorney's Office to stop selling their store brand supplements after an investigation found that not only did they contain several ingredients not listed on the label, in many cases, the herbal supplement itself wasn't in the product at all. I talk more about this, about where maybe you should buy your herbal supplements, with Dr. Gary Kaplan, clinical associate professor at Georgetown School of Medicine.
It's not so much important which store you buy it from, but rather which manufacturer that you buy it from, and that becomes a little bit tricky. Basically, anybody who has an approval by the U.S. Pharmacopeia has taken the steps to do a little bit more in terms of assuring that what they say is in their product is in their product. But the fact of the matter is, we've done studies where there's been demonstrations that upwards of 40% of dietary supplements contain residues of pesticides. About 25% of dietary supplements that were tested were found not to have the amount of product in it that they said they had in it. So if they said they had 400 international units of vitamin D, they in fact only had 300 units or some other amount. Most were below what they said they had, but a couple, we ran into a problem a couple of years ago with one bodybuilding product that had really high levels of selenium, which turned out to be very dangerous to people, causing heart disease and kidney disease.
So how do you know?
It is hard to know. And you have to do a little bit of research into the manufacturers or work with someone who you trust who's done the research into the manufacturers. At our center, we actually spend the time to look at the standard operating procedures of all of the manufacturers that we use. We look at what testing they've done, whether it's been done at outside labs, aside from internal testing. And that way we know that the product we're purchasing is actually having it, what it says it has in it, the amount it has into it. But it takes a fair amount of research. There's a recent University of Colorado study showing that taking more dietary supplements actually resulted in a higher risk for cancer. And so you need to be smart about the supplements you're taking. You need to make sure you're taking only what it is you need to be taking. And most importantly, diet and exercise are really your best medicines.
Dr. Gary Kaplan, he's written Total Recovery, Solving the Mystery of Chronic Pain and Depression. He joined us on Skype.